The environment which promotes stem cell growth has a potential downside. The culture used contains mouse cells. Those so-called feeder cells could contain animal pathogens, which could be transferred to humans. So researchers worldwide have been trying to find an alternative. A developmental biologist at the private nonprofit Y-Cell Institute has managed to eliminate some of the animal feeder cells. Ren He Xu was able to do this by adjusting other elements used in the medium where stem cells grow.
During the last year, I have been focused on this subject. To my surprise, I found that we simply need to elevate the fibroblast growth factor.
Fibroblast growth factor refers to a protein routinely used to maintain human embryonic stem cells. Fibroblasts form a surface on which stem cells are maintained so that they can eventually be coaxed into becoming any one of 200-some desired tissues. The new culture discovered by researchers at the UWMY cell appears to have eliminated the need for mouse feeder cells and thus dramatically reduced the risk of contaminating human embryonic stem cells. But two other sources of animal material remain in the culture. Scientists are still trying to figure out how to replace those pieces in the scientific puzzle. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.